Are manufacturing jobs coming back to the U.S.?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In about a half an hour, we'll get the March jobs report from the Labor Department. It'll tell us how many jobs were created last month and what the new unemployment rate is. Economists are expecting around 210,000 new jobs were added in March and that the unemployment rate will stay the same, around 8.3%. Some job growth is expected to come from manufacturing. And Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us now to talk about that. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Chris, we've all heard about manufacturing as a bright spot in our economic recovery. How much of a role is that sector playing in our job growth right now?
It's playing a huge role. Over the past 2 years, we've added over 400,000 factory jobs. And, you know, you get these major multinational corporations like Ford, General Electric, United Technologies. They're adding jobs here in the U.S. So it's a bright spot in an economy that's been recovering, but it's a moderate recovery, not particularly exciting, but the factory sector is really working.
And when these companies add manufacturing jobs here in this country, are they bringing these jobs back from places like China?
Well, this has captured a lot of attention because we have this phenomenon called inshoring. So a manufacturing plant may not add workers in China or put workers in China, but instead add here in the U.S. or even bring jobs from China to the U.S. So you're seeing GE doing that and Ford doing that, Masterlock, all clad manufacturers. Part of it is you want to be close to your market. You don't want to be carrying a lot of inventories. Then there's the high price of oil, rising wages in China. So there's a number of factors that are making manufacturing in the United States more attractive.
And are we getting high-end manufacturing jobs like they have in Germany?
Yes, we basically are getting good manufacturing jobs because, you know what, despite the fact that our wages are more competitive on a global basis, we're still pretty expensive. So this is the kind of manufacturing that uses a lot of computers. You need a lot of knowledge. You're hiring educated workers to operate these factory lines. And the really cheap stuff, it's still overseas.
All right. Big picture, Chris. How much of our workforce is now in manufacturing, and how does that compare to, say, the peak of manufacturing in the U.S.?
Oh, we're way down. I mean, look, manufacturing is great. These are good jobs. But it's only about 9% of our workforce, 12 million people. 1979, you know, the era smokestack America, 20 million. So this is good. It's good news. It adds a lot of jobs. You know, you add a factory worker, there's other jobs that get added elsewhere in the economy, but it's never going to be a major job engine in the end.
Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
There are reports that 600,000 Apple computers around the world have been infected with a virus. The company has released a fix to protect consumers. The news is especially surprising because Apple computers have long been considered all but immune to viruses. Perhaps not anymore. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
These Apple users thought they were downloading a run-of-the-mill software update, but when they installed it on their computer, they also got what's called a bot. Updates like this are how a lot of these viruses get spread.
You might not know. That's part of the problem.
Alan Woodward teaches computer science at the University of Surrey. With bots, hackers can use your computer to steal account information and attack other machines. Cybersecurity expert Boris Sharov discovered this virus. He says that for years, Apple has said its software is more secure than Microsoft's.
They have taken this point as a very strong competitive advantage.
But now that Apple computers have become more popular, they're a more attractive target for hackers. So now, Alan Woodward says the company has to show it's more committed to cybersecurity.
If you don't take it seriously, then your customers are going to make alternative arrangements, I think is the best way to put it.
This bot has been contained, and Apple says its patch will prevent similar attacks in the future. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are closed in most places this morning for the holiday. Remember the Ohio Art Company, which makes the Etch-a-Sketch? That company's stock almost doubled after the toy became a prop in the GOP presidential campaign. Well, guess what? The stock has now lost almost all of those gains. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 14 points to close at 13,060.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. by Delta Airlines, featuring flatbed seats with direct aisle access on select international routes. Delta, keep climbing. And by MassMutual, with financial professionals nationwide who are trained to help guide clients based on their financial needs. MassMutual.com.
It's been a big week for morning TV shows. NBC had Sarah Palin as a guest host, ABC brought in Katie Couric, and CBS had an interview with Oprah. Reporter Elizabeth Wynn Johnson tells us why the morning shows are so important to the networks.
NBC's Today Show is a ratings juggernaut, averaging almost 5 million viewers a week. This week, it added a familiar face.
Oh, honey, come here. I told you, Tina Fey is here.
Not Tina Fey. It is Sarah Palin, and we'll have much more.
Meanwhile, over on ABC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katie Couric, and I'm thrilled to say good morning, America.
And we are.
These morning talk shows account for a big chunk of the network's ad revenue. Industry watchers estimate the Today Show brought in more than $450 million last year, with GMA at some $314 million. Analyst Brian Bueno at the research firm Ibis World says morning shows command a premium from advertisers.
Because they are live and people don't skip through commercials.
The rise of social media opens up other ways to get people talking about you. Sherrianne Brill is a veteran audience analyst.
You want people who tweet, who are on Facebook, to have that whole social media machine going as well.
But it always comes down to ratings. And this week ends with number one Today and number two GMA, pretty much where they started. In Washington, I'm Elizabeth Wynn Johnson for Marketplace.
And finally, we say goodbye this morning to a key member of our team here at the Marketplace Morning Report. Jolie Podokas is our director and has had her hand in just about everything you've heard on the show over the last couple years. Most recently, she did an outstanding job producing our election coverage from her home state of Michigan. The good news is she's not going far. She'll be a producer for Marketplace's new Wealth and Poverty Desk, and they are lucky to have her. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
For the long-term unemployed, landing that next job could feel almost like a miracle.
I was just looking for that one company that would give me a chance, you know, see something in me, and now I'm right back working hard.
I'm Sarah Gardner, rejoining the workforce after the Great Recession, plus the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.